101.3 CFM's Bree and Gaundy.
Some of my friends on Facebook have very interesting lives. Their kids prove to be a little bit difficult at times, and I like to follow the stories on Facebook because one of my friends, Kristen, she updates people on Facebook.
With her kids?
With her kids, and usually not that exciting, but this daughter of hers gets into so much trouble, and I love just seeing the stuff that she gets up to.
Okay.
A status that she posted the other day was about her five-year-old daughter, Lily, and she was noting some of the things that her daughter has swallowed. Apparently, she just likes to pick up items.
Kids do.
And see if she can swallow them.
Yeah.
She's been in a bit of trouble as of late.
But toys.
Swallowed a $2 coin.
Sure.
She swallowed a red crayon. And the recent one is my favorite. She swallowed a SpongeBob SquarePants key ring that lights up. And the reason Kristen, her mum, knew that she swallowed it is because she could see the light.
No way.
Yes.
She could see it in her stomach.
She could see it in her stomach lighting up. And she goes, did you swallow something? And apparently Lily was like, no. She goes, what's that? She goes, SpongeBob. And her mum knew that it was the key ring.
Oh, that's scary, though. It's a scary thought.
Had to go to the emergency room.
And how did they get it out?
They had to cut it out.
No, they didn't.
Because the $2 coin and the crayon would just pass. But
so they operated
they
to
had
get
to,
it out.
They went through her belly button, had to get it out because it was too big. Like, she's a five-year-old.
Imagine the surgeon. He's done, like, proper brain surgeries and stuff and all this.
Now what are you doing today, Gary?
Oh, just taking out a SpongeBob SquarePants.
Light up keyring.
That a kid swallow. 13, 12, 16 is our number. We're not just going with kids on this one.
What it can be swallow? Adults too.
Yeah, let's go to Amelia in Currumbong. Where is she? Currumbong. Morning, Amelia.
Morning.
Morning.
Sorry about that.
What's your story, Amelia?
Okay, so this is before I had my son, who's now four. We used to have a miniature pig. And so I'd like to premise this by saying we're responsible pet owners to start with. But he managed to get a hold of a 20-cent piece and swallowed it. And it was the night before we were about to go overseas. So we called, like, after posing for photos with him with dollar signs, like, piggy bank, because it was funny, we rang the vet. The vet, like, look, essentially, you need to wait for him to pass it. And we're like, can we just try and get him to vomit? And they're like, well, pigs don't vomit. So we're like, this is great. So they said, you have to make sure that he passes it, like, through poo, basically.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're following him around for, like, the whole day before, trying to get him to poo, put him in the car, because that normally made him poo, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Put him in the car. I'm driving around, like, this night, driving around winding roads, trying to get this digestive system to go.
Yeah.
And I'd like to contest the fact that pigs can't vomit, because he vomited throughout my car the entire time.
Oh, no.
He then did have to go into the vet, where he did eventually pass it, but we were overseas at that point, so.
I was going to say, Amelia, it would have been great if you got the kids around and waited for the pig to poo. And then when it pooed out money, go, see, kids, isn't it great that the pig can just poo out money whenever it likes? It's a magic trick from little piggy there. The kids would have loved
That's
it.
That's a rough time.
Isn't it?
A 20-cent piece.
Yeah.
Could be worse.
A spewing pig in the car, though.
Yeah, it could be a 50-cent.
Yeah.
That's some sharp edges.
That's not round. That ain't round. 13, 12, 16 is our number. You can get in touch with us here at C. More calls next.
Bree and Gaundy
on CFM.
Have you swallowed an item?
Yep.
Has your
too.
Kid got a hold of something?
Yes.
I saw on Facebook one of my friends, Kristen, her 5-year-old daughter, Lily, she swallowed a SpongeBob SquarePants keychain that also lit up. And Kristen says she could see the keychain through Lily's stomach.
Okay. Okay.
She's all fine now. Everything's
great.
All good. And I think, Kristen said to me she thinks that Lily learned her lesson after
that's
this
good.
Time.
I was more of a nose kind of guy. I was more
putting
of
stuff
a,
up your nose.
Yeah, I didn't really go the mouth. Mm. I went the nose. One time I put too many pieces of popcorn up there. Had to go to the doctor's.
You must have big nostrils.
Yeah, I got a few pieces. Got a few pieces up in the schnoz.
I bet you did. Did you have to go to the doctor?
Yeah, to get it taken out.
My brother ate what are those? Blue toilet ducks?
No.
Oh, true story.
Mate.
You ask Mum and Dad when you talk to her.
Fresh or old?
Fresh one.
Like,
out
never
of the packet.
Been. Oh, so it hadn't been weighed.
No,
on.
Had it. Oh, actually, I'm not sure about that part of the story. Yeah, it makes a big difference.
It makes a big difference to the story.
You know how she knew?
Wee breath.
His whole face was blue. His mouth, his teeth, everything was just blue.
Mum and Dad would be like, shut up, Bree, shut up. Stop making me out to be a bad parent. Nicole's in Terrigal. Morning, Nicole.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What do you got for us this morning?
Well, I work as a ranger at the Wildlife Walkabout Park.
Yeah.
And you kind of get used to like all the flies that are around you. Like, there's heaps. And I swallow them.
How many?
Like, on a good day, probably about 5 or 10 of them.
Daily?
No, you don't.
Daily?
Yeah, like, every time you take a breath, like, you just and you inhale them.
Oh. Are you worried? I'm always worried, Nicole. I get worried about these things. I've seen it on TV, those weird shows where if you swallow a fly or one gets in your ear or behind your eye and they nest in there. You know how they...
Well, if you swallow them, yeah, they're going to die because there's no oxygen.
I don't know. There might be one good fly that's a good swimmer and might be able to start a little...
Don't say that.
Don't do that to poor Nicole.
Might be able to start a little fly hive in there in your insides there, Nicole.
Oh, yeah. Thanks. I'll remember that today.
Horrific.
Are you still working there, are you?
Yeah.
Maybe you should get one of those masks.
What masks?
Yeah, those masks they wear? The surgical masks?
That is filthy. That is... couldn't be anything worse than swallowing all those
flies.
Who
needs more team when you've got Nicole?
Dan's in Long Jetty. Morning, Dan.
Morning, Dan.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're very well.
Good, mate.
What have you got for us?
Away. Well, I also was a nose guy too.
Okay, great.
I bet you were.
Yep. Up the
what
nose.
Did you put up there, Dan?
Oh, a few pebbles. Just stick it up there.
Pebbles.
What's the fascination?
I don't know.
What is it?
I think maybe when you're at that young of an age, you're not sure how everything works. You know, maybe I was... Because I was
does
pretty
this
young.
Go on here?
Yeah, no.
What that is?
That does not quench my... What is the... No, that does not satisfy my hunger by putting the popcorn up
there. A pebble
up
your nose.
Yeah. Yep.
I'll never forget an episode of... I think it was one of those medical shows and a girl had stuck a bead up her nose.
A bead?
A bead. Did you see that,
yes.
Producer H?
What happened?
She stuck this little... It was like off a bracelet, like a little bead.
Yeah.
She put it up her nose and...
What?
To get it out.
Oh,
no.
What is it?
You know how they got it out?
Yeah.
They covered the girl's mouth.
Yeah.
And then the mum, the doctor showed her how to do it, and then the mum had to suck on her nostrils.
No way. Come on.
True story. I'm going to look it up and we're going to post that video to the Facebook
page. With the technology they've got at hospitals these days, they had to cover her mouth and her mum sucked out the pebble. Come on.
Sucked out the bead from her nostril.
Jeez.
So if you get something stuck up there... Come over here and I'll suck it out of your nostril.
We've mastered brain surgery but can't get a pebble out of a nose.
Oh, I love it.
Brian Gaundy on CFM.
For anyone that's listened to this show this year, you may have heard we're on the hunt for the white gold. Which
we're still
is,
on the hunt.
The hunt for the white gold will never stop, Bree.
Until we find the white gold.
Exactly. Which is Michelle Pfeiffer, off the back of the Bruno Mars song, this year, that ice cold Michelle Pfeiffer, the white gold. She's proving impossible to find and
it's
get.
It's difficult. We had her sister on, DD Pfeiffer.
That's as close
she hit
as
on my brother.
That's right. That's as close as we've come.
Well, I figure I'm willing to put my brother into that situation to date her so we can get to the white gold.
I like that idea.
Willing to sacrifice him.
Send your brother Aiden over to date DD Pfeiffer.
I'm willing to do it.
And he can get a little sound bite at Christmas at the Christmas dinner
exactly.
table.
Exactly, see?
I like it.
Send in a third person in there.
I love exploiting your brother for personal gain. It's
undercover
so good.
Undercover agent.
Almost as big as Michelle Pfeiffer, which I'll take next, is a guy we'd all know from A Current Affair, Rabid Dog Man.
They came bounding over. And I just made it into the front door in time.
Where's that laughing coming from? I didn't hear that the first time in the audio. That must be replayed on a show or something. Anyway, we talked about this guy last week on our show and we wanted to track him down and I thought it'd be impossible. But when you have the best producer in the business...
Oh, she knows what she's doing.
Producer Rach rocks up on a Monday morning and you gave us the good news, didn't you, Rach? You track this guy down.
She's pretty happy with herself.
Isn't she happy?
She was pretty. She goes, guys.
I did it.
Tracked him down.
I tracked it down.
I called him.
Still hasn't got Michelle Pfeiffer, but managed to get Rabid Dog Man from A Current Affair.
We'll take it.
So he's an older guy, if you remember the footage. So he wouldn't have Facebook, would he?
No, he didn't have Facebook, which is where I kind of started and then realised I was in a bit of trouble when he didn't have a Facebook.
Okay, so how did you track this guy down?
I figured out the suburb that they lived in. I found out his wife and his name.
Stalkerish.
And then I white paged them, and it turned out that they're at the same.
Of course, they're still in a white page.
White pages.
White pages.
Do they still exist?
Yeah.
The white pages still exist.
Yeah.
So he's called you back.
He's left
a voicemail.
Can I just quickly ask, because I don't know this guy's last name, but how many of them in the white pages were there?
In that suburb, there was five, I think.
Five?
Yeah.
That's not too many.
And you got a first go, or you called a few?
No, because it comes up with the very, like, surname and then the first name that you, the first initial that you're looking for. So I got him first go.
So you left a message and he's left you a message. This is exciting, right? So he'd leave what kind of message has he left us? Is he?
It's short and sweet, but it's telling us, confirming his identity.
Does he do the I came bounding
no,
over?
No, he doesn't do the
thing. Doesn't he? He doesn't do that thing? Okay, well, this is the voicemail he's left to see if we can get him on our show.
Hi, Rachel, it's Ray Graham here returning your call. Yes, that was me on Current Affair. You can call me back sometime if you like. Okay, bye-bye.
We found him.
That's him.
We found the dog man. I love how casual he is about it too. Yeah, that was me. No,
went viral. Don't know if you know that.
Every Christmas time, I always get asked to do the impression, you know.
Go on, do it.
No, I'm not doing it.
Do the impression.
Now, M from the newsroom did a good one this morning.
M. Come in.
M. We know you can, hey, come on in. Hey, come in. Come around to the,
she's
to
coming
the studio.
Let's hear it, Gaundy. Let's hear yours. Go
it's
on.
It's not great. I'll play the original one more time and then I'll try and do it. You ready? Anyway.
They came bounding over. And I just made it into the front door in time.
Do I have to do it?
Go on.
All right, here we go. This is no good. They came bounding over.
You're laughing in it. Doesn't count.
It's good. Em, you gave us a good one this morning, so don't try and back out of this.
That is hilarious. You sounded like a cat.
No one, Em.
No one, Em. Because Em came in this morning and goes, I love that guy. Did the
impression. Our newsreader. Go on.
They came bounding over.
M. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You're not getting off this lightly, Bree.
I'm not doing it. You guys
can't
have
delegate.
Done more than enough.
No, you can't delegate. Oh, you got to give it a go.
I feel like.
Nah, give it a go. Give the bounding over dog guy a go. Come on. Here we go. They came. Okay. Here we go.
I've got to commit to it. Commit. They came bounding over.
I just made it inside in time.
Oh. There's only one person left in the room.
I don't.
So take us out. Producer Rach.
The girl
who sounds like a different breed of dog.
I actually got him.
Yeah,
can
you
I
got him. And
go
just
on.
Take us
Let's
out this morning
it.
Before we chat to him, hopefully on the show tomorrow.
We've all done it.
We've all done it.
It's your moment to shine.
This is it. This better be good. She's the worst
of
these.
It's not going to be good.
Quiet,
I suck at impression.
Quiet, please, in the audience.
They came bounding over.
Your guess was the best.
Oh, all right.
If you think you can top that, 13, 12, 16, I'd love to hear from people.
I would love to hear some questions for the dog guy. If there's anything you've ever wanted to know, I mean, this is a big interview, guys.
Hopefully.
So.
Brian Gaundy on CFM.
It's been a big weekend for our favourite mum to die, your mum.
God, everyone had a better weekend than me.
Yeah. Famous for the catchphrase, morning. We have limited edition morning mugs. Mama Di had a singles weekend in Melbourne with her sister, who is single.
Yeah, she told us on Friday she was heading to Melbourne.
Yeah, so she's the wing woman for the weekend. Love to find out what went down over that weekend. Morning, Di.
Morning, Mum.
Morning.
Morning. How'd you go?
A bit rusty.
How'd you go?
Oh, I'm a bit rusty, all right. I think it's going to take me 12 months to recover.
You really do sound
Julie,
rusty.
Julie, your twin sister is such a bad influence on you, Mum. Actually, you're a bad influence on each other.
Oh, well, she's terrible. She's just absolutely shocking.
So what happened, Di? What happened?
What was the best part about the weekend?
Oh, gee, I don't know. I think the best part was, definitely the 80s music at the casino, at the Crown. Oh, my
there's
goodness.
There's a few clubs in there,
like
Di.
We were transported back.
Back to the
and
80s.
Then the disco ball came on.
Oh. Oh, killer. How good
just
is that?
Just imagine.
Did Arnie Jules pick up over the weekend?
You could say she might have had a few touchdowns, maybe.
A few touchdowns? I thought you were going to say she had a few tummies.
Oh, those two. That led to the touchdowns, Bree. That's what it led to. So did she leave you lonely on the dance floor, Di? I know you're the wing woman, and that's a big wing woman job, is to once they catch a fish, you need to let them go.
Don't worry. Mum and Di can cut a rug. She would have held her own.
Is that what happened?
Oh, look, Gaundy, I was absolutely fine. I mean, Julie went off and did her thing and, you know, we just became the dancing queens.
The dancing queens.
I mean, Mum, you know? I need to ask. You were sending me photos, you and Julie, all weekend. You took a morning mug with you. You took pictures of the morning mug with everyone on planes, in hotels. One picture in particular was with two very good-looking gents. Did you use the morning mug to pick up?
Brianna, I reckon that I'm going to make a new income out of this because it was better. No, Dad said it was better than having a puppy.
So the limited edition morning mug is a magnet.
Good icebreaker.
Absolutely. Everywhere we went, that mug allowed us to do anything that we wanted. It was just fabulous.
Did you pick any good-looking guys up for me?
Everyone wanted one.
Or just
Julie. A mug. Pardon?
Did you pick any good-looking guys up for me or just for Julie?
No, Brianna, there was the two AFL guys at the races, 6'5" and 6'3".
I saw the picture. I'll post the picture to Facebook just so you can see what we're talking about. These are good-looking dudes.
Yeah, right. Okay.
What did they say? What did you say when you brought the morning mug and you said, look, I've started this craze?
Well, first off, Julie and I were on absolute winners. We had two winners and three placings in eight races. So we went past table 15. That was the winning table.
Okay.
It was the best looking table.
And then we found out that Jason was on his Bucks night. So that was table 15 with the two boys, the two brothers. And one was a bit feisty, Brianna, and one was not so feisty. So
which one did Julie hook on to?
The cousin. Your cousin, Tennille, likes the feisty ones. But for you, you know, a little bit more calmer, nicer guy.
Okay.
I picked for you.
We'll keep the search alive for someone for Bree. And I think, you're a bit of a loose unit. I think the least we could do is send you and Jules off to, I don't know, Schoolies Week. Maybe you could be a Schoolies reporter for us.
On the Goldie. Really?
Yeah. Do you want to go there?
You're not going to Schoolies.
Hear the excitement.
We'd be the oldest. We'd be the oldest turtle is there.
I can't believe she knows that term.
Oh, you'd have your glow sticks, the whole deal, Di. So, all right. Well, recover well, and we look forward to the next stint you've got. Will you come? You got to come back to the coast before Christmas.
People have been commenting on the Facebook page. When's Mama Di coming to the
coast?
When
are you coming back? Because we've got a few end of year parties lined up. We need to get Mama Di there. So can you lock something in, please?
Oh, well, I'll try. I really miss both of you. So, I mean, I really, really. And Rach. I mean, I haven't seen Rach either.
Exactly.
So
bring Jules along so everyone
knows. Don't, for God's sake, bring Julie to the coast, Mum. I'm telling you, don't do that.
There'd be tongues all round.
Oh.
Mum?
Well, she's going to Sydney next
weekend.
Oh,
here we go.
Remember the last time you, me and Julie got together?
Yeah.
We did so many shots.
Yeah, hashtag drink responsibly. But good times, great times.
We'll see you soon, Mum, with our Julie.
Thanks, Mum and Di.
Bree and Gaundy on CFM.
Big news over the weekend, Gaundy. Did you hear over in Canada, the guys who have been running this massive robbery gang and they've been stealing everything, luxury cars, drugs, money.
The whole deal.
They're onto something different.
There's nothing they won't steal, these guys. Nothing.
Well, that's what you would think. They're now on to stealing jars of Nutella.
Liquid brown gold. Nutella.
Apparently, these guys, the police have uncovered $30,000 worth of stolen Nutella.
$30,000? Where are you getting that from? Where are you stealing $30,000 worth of Nutella from?
I don't know where you get that. Where would you go rock up somewhere and get that amount?
Supermarkets?
Maybe the factory.
straight from the source.
Mm.
Or should I say Nutella sauce? Straight from there. I don't know. And how they, okay, are they selling this stuff on the black market? Are you meeting someone down a back dark alley and they're opening up a jacket? And
like, where are you offloading $30,000 worth of Nutella?
Don't know. Don't know.
This is nearly as bad as the time those guys stole all those avocados.
Oh, the avos.
The avo heist.
Yep.
Nearly as bad as that time. I did the math on it, though.
Okay.
Because I thought, let's just say someone would steal 30,000 jars of Nutella.
So roughly how much is per jar?
I've worked it out.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
So at Woolworths, if you're getting the 400-gram jar, it's about $4.99. It's about 150K
whoa.
Of Nutella.
And you know people are going to want it.
It's not hard to get rid of.
There's not many people that don't like Nutella. I mean, it's not like you're stealing Marmite. You know, if you stole 30K worth of Marmite, you might be in a bit of trouble because nobody wants that.
God.
Do you like Marmite?
I hate Marmite.
Vegemite's the go. Marmite's a bit, Promite's a bit,
And Vegemite. Don't tell me you like Promite.
I don't mind the Promite. I don't mind the Promite.
You definitely grew up in WA. That's not a New South Wales thing.
That's all right. I'm not saying Promite must be cheaper or something. Because I remember my parents had it all the time, Promite.
It's the POV version.
Is it?
It is. Because first there was Vegemite, and then there's the people who want to run on the coattails, and they made Marmite.
And they made Promite. Yeah, Promite.
And then there's Marmite, who's worse, because they ran on the coattails of Promite.
See, so if you stole 30K worth of that stuff, you're in trouble, but at least you know the Nutella's going to fly. You know that it's going to go out the door. You know people are going to want it.
I feel like they're getting smarter, thieves. Because imagine in the world there's however many thieves. They're all stealing cars. They're all stealing jewellery. They're all stealing money. It's too obvious.
It's way too
obvious. And there's not enough of it because everyone else is stealing it.
Exactly.
These guys are on the right track. Let's steal Nutella because no one is taking that.
You know what I saw this morning on my way to work, which I thought was a bit bizarre because it was early in the morning? A guy carrying a TV. That's no word of a lie.
What?
So I'm carrying a TV and I thought, that's strange.
How big was it?
It's a, 30.
Decent size?
Yeah, 30-something inch flat screen TV. And I thought, that's a bit dodgy, that guy. And I always wonder with the robbers, why wear the black stuff and the balaclava?
Yeah.
Why not wear some, like, running gear? So if you're running away with stuff, it looks like you're just going for a jog.
So smart.
So who is that guy with his...
He's just going for a jog.
Yeah, with his...
And get a dog, so it looks like you're walking your dog. Did the guy load the TV into a Nutella truck?
He did, actually, yeah.
Brian Gaundy on CFM.
Had a Bucks party over the weekend, didn't I? So I went to the Bucks.
And it wasn't your own Bucks party.
No.
Because you are engaged.
That's true.
It's our mate from work here, Jason McGuinness.
The unofficial self-proclaimed mayor of Wombril.
His Bucks party.
His Bucks party. And so I met up with the guys for lunch at his place. They cooked up a barbecue, which was great. Then we jumped on this party bus.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Cargo Bar in Sydney. Couldn't get in there because there's 15 blokes.
You're wearing the wrong shoes.
I said to the guy, any bar in Sydney, if you've got more than two guys and no girls, you're not getting in. So we're not going to get in with 15 of us.
Yeah.
I said, let's walk up two by two and we'll get in.
Oh, gotcha.
So we did that, myself and Nifty. We walked up. Mm-hmm.
They don't want a sausage party.
They let us in. The other guys didn't listen to me, did they? They rock up in this big group of like 10 and they couldn't get in there. So.
And they're all like singing and yahooing. Yeah, boys, yeah.
Yeah, boys.
And no wonder they're not going to get in.
We're straight in, guys, surely. Let's do it. So we went to some other bar and then we went to a couple of others and ended up at an adult establishment.
Yeah. How many strip clubs did you hit?
Undisclosed information.
How many?
I don't know.
Two? Three?
Doesn't matter.
You went to a BYO one, you said, this morning.
Well, yeah, I didn't know that existed.
Is it BYO stripper or BYO?
No, you don't bring your own there. No, they're there. Just the drinks. So we BYO'd, okay? All right, so that happened. Yeah, yep.
What did you take in?
Just a carton of something. Coronas or something.
Oh, so you, okay. As a group, you got to
Coronas. To share and, you know. It's a good idea because with the lockout laws, you can't leave to go somewhere else for a drink.
I see what they're doing because then you can spend all the money on the ladies.
I guess. Maybe that's what they're thinking. Mm. Anyway, don't worry about that information. And look, I'm not making light of people with gambling problems, okay? Yeah. I'm not making light. I know that can be a serious issue and it is sad when people lose a lot with gambling. And if you do need gambling help, just, you know, you can search that online to get the help. May have gone a bit crazy on the pokies. Before going to the adult establishment, I may have lost a little bit of money on the pokies.
Why didn't Did you go to the casino at least?
Not the casino, no. Just one of the other the establishments before the establishment. Yeah, got a bit carried away.
You're that person. How much are we talking?
Well, remember the last Bucks party I went to? One of the guys got lucky and won $3,000 on the pokey machine out of nowhere.
And of course, Gaundy's brain goes, if he can do it, I can do it.
That was my words to one of the other guys. I go, won $3,000 last time. Let's do it again. That's how these things work. Hey.
How much did you spend?
A few dollars.
How much?
Couple of dollars.
Couple of hundred?
Yeah.
Oh, of your own money?
Uh-huh. Oh, and the guy that I roped into doing it too, so.
What, he spent a couple as well?
Collectively, it was around about $200.
Oh.
And how do I explain that coming out of my bank account on a bucks night to
Jamie?
How do I $200. Where did you go last night? Adult establishment. Why is the $200 missing? Well, the pokey machines.
Or are you just saying that on air so you can back yourself when she looks at the ATM thing on your credit card and it says XXX Club, $200.
I'm just using this as evidence, audio evidence, so I can go back and say,
smart.
It was the pokies, Bree. I'm telling you, I put it in the slot machine.
Different kind of pokies.
In the slots. I put it in there and lost all the money. And then I get home, so on Sunday.
I like how you're just breezing past.
And then at 60 Minutes last night.
Yeah.
60 Minutes has a story on pokies and how they're dodgy and how they're ripping everybody off.
What?
I could have got the pre-warning before I went and put all the money in the machine. Where was 60 Minutes on, I don't know, Friday night?
I've done
night.
A story on it every week for the last 3 years.
Well,
I love how you just stand to attention after you've lost $200 on the pokies.
I want my money back.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Because I really could have used that at the BYO.
All you could afford was a $3 dance.
Oh, it's the liner in the corner. Who's that guy with no cash?
Brian Gaundy on CFM.
Could be a long shot. 13, 12, 16, if you've ever had a big opportunity and then tragedy has struck.
And it ruined it for you.
And got in the way of that opportunity. Because we had a conversation last week off air and it was interesting to see
How'd it come about?
Our boss Yamo said he had some big news for us. But
that's
then
right.
He was waiting for his boss to give it the go ahead, Mickey.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, well, what? You want us to wait till over the weekend to find out the big news?
We said, what if you cark it over the weekend and then we just never find out?
Well, one of us, you know, what if something bad happens over the weekend and we don't get to find out the news?
And he's like,
Who cares?
Too bad.
So, I don't know, hopefully we find out what that is.
And then he told us that big boring story himself.
Went on a bit long.
When he worked over in Greece and he had that massive opportunity come about and this guy got him over for a meeting.
And what happened? Because I blanked out and stopped listening about I don't know, 7 minutes into the story.
So this massive boss said, I want to put you in here and give you a big pay rise and do all this stuff. And then the guy actually had a heart attack.
Oh, and passed away?
No, I think he was in hospital for ages.
Okay.
And so nothing ever came about.
Because Jamie, my fiancée, she went for an audition at Home and Away.
Yes.
And she killed it. She was really happy with how she went. She was, you know, felt really good about it. And she was telling me about it. And she said, yeah, the lady said to me, have you been in here before? And Jamie said, no, I haven't been. This is my first time. And she said, well, definitely won't be the last. We'll definitely get you back for something. So Jamie's feeling great. A week later, that lady, heart attack, passed away.
That sucks.
So, I mean, that is sad.
Didn't you say they had to hire a whole new casting director?
Got a whole new casting team and that was it. So Jamie's opportunity sort of went begging.
That sucks.
A little bit, yeah. So
I had the same conversation with a couple of my friends and one of them said they had this massive job opportunity. It was like their dream job. They made it through round number one. They made it through round number two.
Yeah.
It was down to her and one other person. And the person who was going to hire her got fired.
Oh, no.
And they started the whole process again and she didn't even make it through the first round.
One day away. Was it just like that close just to finding out? That close.
That close.
13, 12, 16, do you reckon we'll get anyone else? Do you reckon we'll get anyone listening right now? If you've had an opportunity presented to you on a silver platter.
You thought I'm in here.
Then the platter was smashed.
It's a bit of a needle in a haystack.
A little bit of a needle.
I'd like to hope that it hasn't happened to a lot of people.
Okay, so if we don't get any calls on this, it's a good thing.
It is.
Because tragedy hasn't struck and no one's died.
Brian Gaundy on CFM.
We went searching for a needle in a haystack, Bree, and we found our needle.
His name? Darren.
Darren in Carry On. We're asking the question this morning, have you had a big opportunity on the cards and then tragedy struck?
And has ruined that opportunity.
And got in the way of the opportunity.
There was that storyline on Friends where Rachel was promised from her boss a pay rise and a promotion.
Right.
And then her boss got hit by a bus.
Yeah, that hurts. How do you approach that? Do you then go, do you call the new person and say, hey?
Rachel did that.
Oh, is that what they did?
And they said, haven't heard anything about that.
Oh, and it was gone.
Devastated.
Yeah. Jamie, my fiance, she went for an audition at Home and Away. Killed it, she said. She did really well.
Of course she did.
And the lady said,
we'll never know.
We'll never know. The lady said, have you been before? She goes, no, first time. She goes, well, you'll definitely be back. A week later, lady passed away from a heart attack.
Horrible.
So, yeah. Let's go to Darren and Carry On, our needle in the haystack. Morning, Daz.
Morning.
How are you guys?
Very well. What happened to you?
Well, nobody actually died, but when I got the news, a few people probably should have. What happened, I applied for a position, was advertised as compliance and information officer with fisheries.
Yep.
A friend of mine applied as well. He got the job too. So it would have been travelling around with a mate of mine all over New South Wales with a small boat behind a four-wheel drive.
Beautiful.
So good.
And what the job description was, go over to fishing boats and have a chat with them just to make sure that they're doing everything right. And we weren't even issuing fines. It was basically we're going to be cruising around in a boat all over the New South Wales fish waterways.
Oh, easy money.
Mate, it would have been a dream job for me. And then they said, listen, you've got the position. In 6 weeks' time, you can give notification that you're old, the job that you're at. And then they released the New South Wales budget and they eliminated the position.
You got...
No,
you caught the chopping block, Daz.
So they promised you the gig and then it came out that they didn't have the budget for it.
Gave us a start date and everything.
Start date.
Then it got time to give notice at our other positions, and then all we got was a text message to say no longer required.
So how did you handle it, Darren? Did you take it well, or did you blow up at them?
Well, they didn't actually have any further contact details for us to ring them to vent our frustration. So yeah, we just had to move on basically, but.
If you had the opportunity, if you had that opportunity, would you give them a mouthful?
In hindsight, no, but at the time, probably, yes.
In the heat of the moment.
It's like promising a kid a pony for Christmas and then saying, 6 weeks' time, you're going to get a pony.
And then no pony.
Christmas comes around and goes, oh, didn't have the budget for it. Sorry, kids.
Is that how it felt, Darren?
Sorry?
Is that how it felt, mate? Like a kid getting a pony?
Oh, mate. Yeah, absolutely. Like, imagine the dream job, driving around with your mate all over New South Wales.
So, what are you doing now, Daz? What did you go back to? What was the second best option?
Probably not best to say because it's another government position, but it would have been a lot better to soothe the.
You don't want them coming after you, mate. You don't want the government on your trail, mate. So just keep hush-hush about that and keep this job intact.
Ask for a pony for Christmas, Darren.
And see how you go.
Brian Gaundy on CFM.
Just to set the scene, I had a bucks party on the weekend.
Oh, living it up.
We had a party bus to Sydney. 15 guys just letting loose on the town. So forgive me if I'm a little bit, Yeah, exactly.
You're so cool.
forgive me if I'm a little bit sort of warming up, warming up for the week.
Gotcha.
You, on the other hand.
Oh, I had a rager.
Did you?
Oh, my weekend, I tell you what.
Hit us with it. What did you do over the weekend?
Oh, my Saturday night, can I just say.
Crazy.
Oh, things got wild.
What happened?
6 o'clock, decided, let's make some homemade pizza. I was over at my friend's house. There's a couple of us there. Oh, so we went down to Woolworths, made some homemade pizzas.
That's not too boring.
That's a good time.
Okay.
Then after that, we thought, let's pull out the Monopoly. Why not?
No.
There's four of us here.
You're one of those people.
The game started at 6.
Monopoly.
Went till 11:30 at night.
As it does. Longest game ever made.
5.5 hours.
Of pizza and Monopoly.
There was at one point in the night where I thought, am I really playing Monopoly on a Saturday night? It got worse.
Pillow fights?
That would have been interesting. 11:30, Monopoly's finished. We all hate each other. Literally, that happened. Oh, not me. My friend Kate won.
Devastating.
Yeah. Then we decide we'd sit down and watch some TV. Oh, guess what we landed on? Bit of David Attenborough.
Okay.
Bit of David Attenborough on a Saturday night. Watched that for an hour and then I went
passed
to bed.
Out.
That loose, is a loose weekend. Hey, so I bring the fun.
While I was at a gentleman's establishment, you were playing Monopoly on the weekend. Okay.
So a lot of money involved in both things.
Exactly.
I was throwing money around, so were you.
If only yours was worth currency that I could have used. Rochelle on 13, 12, 16, can you get lamer than Bree's weekend?
I can get worse. I don't know about lamer, but I can get worse.
What was it, Rochelle?
So we had awesome plans this weekend. We're going to do the family thing. We're making Christmas decorations, cooking a Christmas ham, putting up lights, you know, getting right into the spirit. It's nearly the 1st of December, and I end up with food poisoning.
Oh,
yeah, that hurts.
So I cooked this awesome ham, like a full baked ham. It had the cherries and pineapple on top. It had a honey glaze. Like, I went all out. And I end up with food poisoning from bloody pork sausages from lunchtime.
Oh, no.
That sucks.
And I was sick until pretty much, like, this morning I'm a bit of Vegemite toast. Still kind of, I'm soldiering on, but...
Bedridden for the whole weekend, Rochelle.
Good
Nothing
weekend.
Worse.
What a stunner.
As you're getting ready for Christmas. Dylan's in Tookley. Morning, Dylan.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning,
big deal. I like it. How lame did your weekend get, Dylan?
Where do I start? All right, so it started this time last week. So I started Monday. It was just like a build-up of lameness. So I went to work, come home, and we're setting up for my girlfriend's sister's baby shower. So we got it all looking so nice. There was food everywhere. I was so excited. I was like, I'll just probably just sit in the corner and just eat or something and whatever. Just hang out and just try not to listen to all the graphic stuff they like to talk about at baby showers. I thought that'd be cool. I'll be right. I got food. I'm cool. Turns out my girlfriend comes up to me and goes, everyone's coming in half an hour. What are you going to do? And I was like, I was just going to sit over there and eat all day. She goes, no, you've got to go. I was like, all right, yeah, it's probably only going to go for an hour. I can go out for an hour, do something cool and come back. It went for 5 hours.
You're putting me to sleep just telling your story.
I know, it was so boring. It went for 5 whole hours.
So did this story.
I had something to do, so I went to the gym. That's how boring it was.
Went to the gym to hide out, to use the shower and pump some weights. Dylan. Michelle's in East Gosford. Round it out for us this morning. Michelle, what have you got? How lame did you get?
Okay, so basically from Saturday through to Sunday night, I had kids spewing and having diarrhea all through the house. I basically had gastro-bug children from my whole weekend, cleaning, disinfecting, changing sheets, cleaning toilets, and I ended up going to bed about 5:30 last night to get away from it.
Just to get away, you went to bed early. On a Sunday
night.
Yeah,
like 5:30.
And it's daylight savings too. 5:30 is still nice and bright. Does that make you feel any better about your weekend?
Hey, I feel like I had a great weekend.
Take Monopoly and David Attenborough over pooing over kids that are sick.
I had a great time then.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Bree and Gaundy on CFM.